This is Gamercast episode 337, Rome to Dust. This is the show recorded on the 13th of May, 2013. Yeah, anyway, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 What?
Nothing. So yeah, not much is going on at the moment in gaming terms. I think everything's building up to the 21st for Microsoft's big announcement.
What the f*** is that?
Microsoft's announcement on the 21st.
We saw that the other day.
What the thing he played yesterday was... Paul was like, Catherine, look, it's leaked. And I'm like, what? And he's like, come look at this video. And it's like this really low-res thing. I had never seen it before, but it was the 360
announcement. Xbox 360 launch announcement 8 years ago.
Jeez. I hope they do something good for this. And then, of course, it's E3.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be better than that stupid PlayStation rubbish.
It'd be nice to see what they've got to counteract Sony.
Why do they even need to be countered? They could counter it with the Xbox One. That's how bad PlayStation is. In fact, they could counter it with the N64. And that's saying something, considering how cheap crap those controllers were.
Oi.
Oh, man.
The N64 controller wasn't that bad.
Well, apart from the fact that it was fragile as hell and you only have to look at it to break
it. Well, I never broke a single S64.
Yeah, and you obviously never got stressed out in your games.
Now for the news.
Okay, to start off this week, a new Wolfenstein game was announced called Wolfenstein The New Order. So when this was announced, I completely forgot there was a new Wolfenstein game that came out, I think back in 2009, maybe.
Yes, that did well, didn't it?
Just titled Wolfenstein. I haven't played it. Apparently it's more supernatural than any previous ones. Whereas The New Order is kind of the opposite. So what it is a... guess it's just running on from previous ones. They haven't said like what they're counting as previous kind of can. There's such a thing.
It's software, yeah, right.
But yeah, this was being made by Machine Games, which are a Swedish-based company. They were created by kind of some of the founders of Starbreeze that obviously split off. I don't know if it was back because of Syndicate or something else, but they split off from Starbreeze.
Syndicate, that's another game that did alright.
So yeah, they split off and made their own company, Machine Games, which got bought by Bethesda, and they've obviously been working on this for a while. So The New Order is a bit different. It's set in the 60s in an alternate kind of a what-if style of if the Nazis won World War II. Kind of Germany overthrew everywhere and kind of are everywhere, and obviously no one fought back or decided to try again to fight back. However, now BJ, how do you say his name?
Blazkowicz.
Is once again trying to take him out. This one is heavily robot themed or more futuristic style weaponry and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, obviously if the Nazis were running the place, yeah, we'd have robots and stuff.
Yeah, because so it's under the premise that they have this really high tech technology, so they've very quickly managed to build a robot army and stuff. Like, there's a teaser trailer you can watch on GameSpot. There's a exclusive kind of preview that they had. However, they didn't get to show the game at all. But the game is, I believe, at E3, so it'll be nice to be able to check that out. No multiplayer at all, only single player, fully narratively driven. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, the only trouble I've got is it sounds like the story is written by a retard.
What?
Nazi robots. You know, you could really do something really in-depth history thing and, you know, have it believable.
Oh, well, just kind of build it around World War II kind of
stuff. You know, you can put some of the occult stuff in it if you really want, because obviously, you know, that's always been in Wolfenstein. Robots.
Kind of the opposite. it was funny, I went into a charity shop on Saturday.
And there was a Nazi robot in there?
No, they had the tin version of Return of Castle Wolfenstein on PC.
I've got that die.
I don't know, ID. It had all the stuff in it still as well. It had the sticker of the logo, the map. Not the map, the poster of the people.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein was a new game.
I quite enjoyed it when I played it. But yeah, we'll see what Machine Games do with it. It's supposed to be released on the third quarter of this, well, during the third quarter of this year, on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Windows, and other next generation consoles.
Wii U then?
No, they haven't said Wii U.
They said other next gen stuff. That's Wii U, isn't it?
Well, no, it's potentially like whatever Microsoft and Sony do. That was a bit quiet. Next up, Total War Rome 2 news. They have announced a release date for Rome 2, which is September the 3rd, across all territories in physical and digital formats. You can pre-order it already via Steam. As we mentioned last week, the first DLC pack... I guess it means on Steam, it just says here.
Steam.
You can pre-order it. As we said last week, you can get the first DLC pack for free, which is the... Oh. Well, we mentioned about Pontus last week, I believe. It says here that the first DLC pack is called the Greek States Culture Pack, which adds three additional playable factions to the game, Epirus, Athens, and Sparta.
That's oh my god, Sparta!
Sparta. Each has their unique units, buildings, missions, and win conditions along a distinct tech tree. As well as the announced date of the 3rd of September, they announced a collector's edition of the game, which is limited to 22,000 copies. With that, it's got quite a bit of stuff in it for the price. It does compare to other games. So you get...
45 quid for the normal edition.
So you get a set of... a card game.
Card game?
Called Total War Cards Punic Wars, which is a card game built from scratch, consisting of 58 playing cards, and a board game that allows you to play with two players. You get a campaign map on canvas, which is tied together with ribbons. You get a fully functional onager. How do you say it?
Onager.
Which you had to assemble. Oh, it's made of wood. It's like a catapult style thing. It's made from wood and steel, and you have to put it together yourself, and then you can, of course, fling projectiles wherever the hell you want. So that's kind of cool. And then it comes in a steel book, which is debossed. So, like, not... the other way around, like when you usually get steelbooks, and it's also numbered
1 to 1 billion,
which is numbered in Roman numerals, which is also quite a nice touch. And it all comes in a massive leather effect presentation box that also functions with the board game, so that's quite nice. Or I suppose I should say that, because with the kind of board game aspect of it, you get a set of tabula, I would say, which is the forerunner to backgammon, as well as a set of tesserae dice that were used in various Roman games.
According to these, obviously subject to change system requirements, they still support Windows XP.
Really?
Stop wasting your time supporting that.
Where does it say XP? Oh, yeah.
There, where it says XP.
But it doesn't list it as a recommended or minimum OS.
Well, it's on there. And it takes more effort to type all that than it does to type that, so I assume that's accurate.
It says there, though, the specs aren't final.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's what I just said. Not final specs.
Okay. So, yeah.
Or subject to change
specs. The collection is available for $109.99. I believe Game are selling it. I don't know where else they're selling it. And you can also get the standard edition, of course, if you don't want to have a lot of things.
They don't say how much a Greek pack is going to be separately. Because free playable factions, yeah, I actually kind of want that.
Yeah.
And like their cheap DLC packs with only one faction.
And oh, okay. So yeah, that must be because... So that's the pre-order bonus, whereas you should get the Pontus unit for, I guess, just day one as a download. Probably automatically patches with the game, I guess.
I don't like these faction downloads.
No. I'm sure you'll play Rome 2 though, won't you?
I would rather them just charge 60 quid for the game up front and give me everything.
You don't really get that though, do you? Or do you?
Just say, look, we're not doing DLC. Instead, we're making a game 10 quid more expensive. But you might not have all the content on launch, but you'll automatically get it patched when it comes out. Just do that.
Well, I suppose in a way that's kind of what like the kind of passes do, isn't it?
Season pass. What but a waste of money.
They're a bit more expensive than an extra tenner usually, aren't they?
Let's talk about Star Wars, because there's another franchise that's really crap.
So we didn't mention this last week, as it was announced about an hour after us finishing the show. But EA have got the rights to make a new Star Wars game. They've said it'll be in the Frostbite 3 engine. However, they haven't confirmed...
But whatever engine would they use?
Well, they might be working on a new one. You never know.
EA, work...
They haven't announced if they're going to be using any of the projects that recently got canned.
Nope, trash that.
And haven't said when they're exactly going to announce it, but they've said they are working on it.
Well, Frostbite 2 tells me that they're thinking... That's what I said, isn't it?
You said 2.
Frostbite 1 tells me that they're working on Battlefront 3.
Yeah.
Engine,
I'm sure people would like
engine
it.
Will work quite well for that, and they know they'll actually get some sales of that. And like the shite Star Wars games we've had previously. No offense, rubbish, whatever. But you're a bit crap.
I see like the Jedi Knight games did okay, didn't they?
They're crap. Mountains and mountains of crap. My creature in Black and White 2 could not hope in 100 years to generate as much crap. So yeah.
Next
that's
up,
that's the trouble we have to deal with.
The Showdown Effect has a new patch which allows new content absolutely for free for all the players. The update features two new levels, which is South Eastwood and Fort Fiesta, which are inspired by
Fort Fiesta.
Fort Fiesta, Fort, F-O-R-T. They're inspired by westerns because, of course, Showdown Effect is kind of based off around film.
What's a car doing in it?
Fort. Fort, F-O-R-D.
F-O-R-D. Fort. Get your mad dafty car out of my game.
Yeah, because the game's, of course, based around movie 80s. It's 80s movies, kind of as a theme running through it. As well as that, there's two new characters. One is Thelma Vane, who's a British super spy, and Dr. Johnny Bionic, who's a cyborg.
A cyborg?
Showdown Effect is only $7.99, and you can pick it up and get the new content already if you would like to play it. It's a really fun little game. It's kind of an arena combat game. So you're in kind of like one area, and it's really cool. And like jumping around and shooting and stuff. And it's 2D. I enjoyed it when I played it. Next up, The Adventures of Van Helsing has been given a release date. This is almost like it's an isometric RPG style action game. So think like Diablo, Titan Quest, Torchlight style game, but in a more fantasy setting. Of course, Diablo 3 is fantasy, but in fantasy and
it so boss, sci-fi.
And I suppose you could well. Titan Quest is mythology, which is not really fantasy. But yeah, Adventures of Van Helsing, so it's based around the whole kind of Van Helsing story-based stuff. And it's coming out on the 22nd of May, so that's next week. Yeah, next week on Windows for about 15 quid. And there's a preview up on the Gamercast website if you want to read about it, because Charlotte had to play the preview. Next up, American McGee's Alice. So of course...
No, this guy.
Mr. American McGee.
If you want to be working on anything, mate, get your backside on Wolfenstein.
So they've announced kind of a contest that they're running for the best Alice cosplayer. And they're going to appear in the Kickstarter pitch for their new game they want to make, which is Alice Other Lands, which is still in negotiations. I guess because maybe EA has something to do with the IP these days.
God.
The winner will be... The winner will be flown Stoops. To Shanghai because, of course, Spicy Horse,
the game.
Spicy Horse, American McGee's company, are based in Shanghai. And if you win, you'll be flown over there in June for a video shoot, and they'll obviously let you have some time to play around as well, I'd imagine. Who knows, though?
The chat room are fighting.
So if you want to enter, you, of course,
no.
probably want to be female to dress up as Alice. I'm sure they'll accept guys as well, but it might look a bit off.
It might look a bit gay.
Very gay. You have to be in her kind of blue and white dress, which is kind of the kind of original Alice look. Have your entire costume in it from the top, the shoes as well. And you just send it to their email, contact@spicyhorse.com. As well as that, they just want some info about you, as well as a brief introduction. Submission deadline is the 20th of May, so you've got until next week. And of course, you have to have a passport to allow you to go to Shanghai. So just a standard passport. And as well as that, be a legal age to travel. I didn't realise there was a legal age to travel. Or is there a legal age to travel to China? I don't know. And of course, you need the time to obtain a travel visa. So are they saying that you have to do that yourself?
Probably.
What a hassle. So yeah, that's interesting for any
yeah,
Alice.
It's enough hassle present. Getting our press visas in.
So next up, Magic 2014 news. This is Magic Gathering. They've announced a couple of things for the new 2014 version of the game that will be created.
Magic?
Yeah, Magic.
Is this that shite trading card game?
It's not just a trading... Well, I suppose that's the term, isn't it? Trading card game. But it's a card game. Oh, it's alright.
Can I go on record and just say I disapprove of this product and or service?
It's actually quite a good game.
Right, just Catherine saying. Is no longer on the show.
Aww.
So Magic 2014 is shite.
Sorry. So it's introducing a few new things to the game. Well, it's introducing a few new things to the game, which includes sealed play, as well as a new take on the new Silvers creature type. Silvers, and they're making their debut in the new Jewels of the Planeswalker game, which is Magic 2014. Sealed play allows players to open boosters and build decks to play against the AI and other players. Each sealed pool is comprised of 84 cards, mimicking what you'd do if you did a sealed play as well. What else? Silver con. So, oh, that's about the silvers.
Highest the silver. Strength.
Yeah. Coming out this summer. On Windows, Xbox Live, Arcade, PSN, iOS, and Android tablets for the first time this year.
Right, I'm sick and tired
of
Android.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it.
I just think it's a silly platform because you won't know. Well, it's not everything's available for you on the store. It's dependent on your device, and you can buy stuff that won't work. Is that right, or can you not? Or is it that the developer has to put it up as what platforms they work on?
Anything with Java in it is fucking terrible.
Is that what it's based around?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know anything about it.
Why do you think I haven't used it since like version 0.6 of it?
Well, I found it funny because when I was talking to Charlotte about her tablet.
Yeah, Minecraft is Java, which is exactly why I don't play it.
When we were at a Paradox event the other week, she was saying that because they released a Magicka game on Android devices, and the one thing they didn't support was hers, which is like the most common device there is.
Well, I don't really have a problem with that. Obviously, you're going to have phones with different capabilities.
Yeah, I just found that
and
a bit iffy.
I would always target the high end and say, you see the cheap people who have.
You should spend your money on a
cheap rubbish.
On a better.
So I don't really care about that.
No.
If I wanted something that badly, then yeah, I'd upgrade it. But I'd get a new phone, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm not going to upgrade anything for a crappy mobile game. You know, if you're going to make a game, yeah, I've got this thing in front of me, yeah, with 1,000 times more power than any crappy phone.
We know you're a PC gamer, Paul.
And it's right here. I don't have to, like, even lean over there to reach my phone. Unplug it. If I have I mean, what the...
You play games on this.
Yeah, but that's worth playing games on.
Okay, cool, so...
There's a reason I never finish my Alpha Jax games. It's because I have to go back to a phone when it should be on this.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Alpha Jax should definitely be on Windows 8.
And Windows RT.
Yeah, and Windows RT, of course. You can play it on this.
Yep.
So next up, Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army has been given a patch which allows for drop-in, drop-out. Because the game didn't have that before. As well as that, it allows co-op enemy multiplier. Allowing two or three... Okay, so you can choose the amount of enemies in a way, so you can increase the difficulty in levels faced in four-player co-op, and they've fixed some bugs. I thought I'd mention it because they added drop-in, drop-out. So they made it a lot faster for people to be able to play games. And lastly, Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion is having its first...
I need to get back into Sins of a Solar Empire.
Yeah, you quite enjoyed it.
I used to play it all the time, and then I stopped playing it. Then I went back to it, and I completely forgotten how to play it. I was like, what the... This isn't the same game, is it? But it was, and I'm just like...
So the newer game, Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion, is getting its first DLC load of content on June 5th called Forbidden Worlds. It adds new planet types, planet specialization technologies, planetary bonuses, and additional Steam achievements for $5, so it'd be about $5. Includes 4 new planets that you can colonize and exploit. A new planet specialization system, which means you can dedicate your world to either social or industrial output. Devoting your planet to social improvements will increase its population and culture at the cost of trade income and ship production. Choosing industrial will limit your growth and culture, but make your planet a trading and ship-building powerhouse. There's 15 new research subjects, allowing the races to conquer and expand onto the Forbidden Worlds. 40 new planet bonuses, as well as some achievements. And you'll be able to get that not just on Steam, but also via things like Gamersgate and Gamefly.
Gamefly.
I get emails from Gamefly. It's like, go away.
Yeah, go away, you mad dafties.
And then finally, The Wolf Among Us. So I thought I'd just mention this. There's some new screenshots for the game. So this is the upcoming Telltale game based on the Fables franchise, which is a DC comic. Which has been running for quite some time now.
When are we going to have a decent game?
Over 10 years. It looks stunning. So they've released some screenshots. So of course, The Walking Dead had this kind of cel-shaded look. However, I think with The Wolf Among Us, they've kind of nailed it because it looks great. Like some of the screenshots, they look kind of just like comics in a way. They've really done a good job on it.
Maybe that's what they're supposed to look
and
like.
I hope they're going to have it at E3 because I really want to see some more of the game. Like, I've never read the Fables comics. Like, they've got some really cool covers because... Oh, I can't think of what her name is. Wong. No.
Ching Wong.
No. I can't think of what her name is. Did some of the Wong covers. Mao. I used to have one of the covers on my... Like, stuck up on a wall at some point because it was really nice.
Back when you used to cover walls in random pictures.
Back in uni when I used to have photos on my wardrobe and stuff.
Well, we're only allowed one picture.
Yeah.
And that is the map of Skyrim, the game I never play. One day a game will come out which will actually be good. Until that time, I will continue to revisit my 8-year-old games.
Wolf Among Us, looking forward to seeing some actual stuff on that. That's cool. That's it for the news this week. As I said, there's not been a huge amount. Mainly because, you know, it's quiet at the moment.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah. So last week, everyone would have heard this.
Distract unsuspecting enemies with your D20, nerd.
Yeah. Did we have any correct guesses?
I know at one point I said Blood Dragon.
What do my notes say?
Probably, yeah. Obviously I said that.
So we had people guess Fallout and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And Catherine apparently said, not sure. FFS, D20, WTF is that?
I know what a D20 is.
What's a D20?
It's a dice. I have some downstairs.
Oh, what, the Mad Dafty dice?
Yeah, with 20 sides.
You can't show that shape, yeah, because that shape is a devil shape.
Okay. What does that mean?
Evil.
Evil. Okay.
So what did you think it was?
At one point, I thought maybe it's Blood Dragon, but then I thought it wouldn't do that. But then you also said Rex, and then I thought maybe that's Blood Dragon, but I don't know.
What are you going with?
I could go with Blood Dragon. Fuck right through Blood Dragon.
What are you really going with?
With that. I'll go with that.
I don't know what you're giggling about. And it should be called Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Because it's got nothing to do with Far Cry 3.
Yeah, the answer was Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I need to buy that.
Yeah, I'm tempted to...
Would you play it on PC though, or you play?
It's on Steam, isn't it? Is that still Uplay?
You still have to log into Uplay.
Ubisoft expect me to have another shitty thing on my computer.
I'm pretty sure you have to play it through Uplay.
Two words. The second one is off. So Ubisoft have actually just lost a sale because of their primitive platform.
Steam will tell you if it requires a Uplay.
I ain't even going to look now. Screw you guys. It's bad enough I have to have Steam on now for flipping Total War. What are you doing? Stop finding out. Do not correct me mid-rant.
I'm not correcting you.
Yeah, but you're about to, aren't you?
I was the one that said you might need Uplay.
Uplay? How gay is that? Uplay. Uplay with what?
Uplay with game.
Oh, Ubisoft.
Yeah, they're going. Requires a Uplay account.
What a joke. I'm sick and tired of this now. Ugh. Right, let's play this week's.
Excellent. You pinpointed the shit part.
Any guesses?
I know that sound.
Which sound? They're probably your stock sounds.
The shit part. You pinpointed the shit part.
The shit part? I guess that's next to the wall part.
Where do I know that sound from?
I don't know.
Ah!
I don't know. Ah, where do I know that sound from?
You located the ship part.
Mario Party, now free. Someone guessed Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Lol.
Hints.
It's an arcade game. I never had a retail release, I don't think. And I would generally rank it quite poorly.
Oh my god, I know what that is. And I think you're being mean.
Who's being mean? I'm never mean.
Is it spare parts?
No.
You've located the ship part. I think that's spare parts.
What's spare parts?
Is that spare parts? You've located the ship part.
Spare parts. Oh, what? That spare parts was that thing with the two robots, wasn't it? The two gay robots.
They're not gay. I'm trying to think what their names are.
They seem gay. One's called Isla, one's called Milo.
No, they're not.
Anyway, chat room, last 5 seconds.
Five.
Boom,
four,
that's it.
Three,
your guess is a ring.
Two,
if anyone knows what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on our website at gamercast.net. The Duke's. Well, who the hell is the Duke's the Hammer?
The Educationer.
The Duke's the Hammer.
The Duke's the Hammer.
Spare parts. You're just copying Catherine now.
Releases this week.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's not a huge amount of releases this week. In fact, there's only two. So, to start off...
Two? That's funny, because I'm sure there were three on the list earlier.
There were. It's okay, there's two.
Okay, there are now only
there's
two
only
games.
There's only two games coming up.
In your face to whoever made the third game on the list.
So, there's one console game and one handheld game coming up. We've got Metro Last Light coming out. This is on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Metacritic, and PC.
Metacritic is a platform?
No, I was just... I wouldn't, like,
the fuck?
The reviews have started coming out for it, so I was just going to have another check.
Reviews of what? On Metro Last Light?
Metro, yeah. Metro Last Light. That's okay. It's currently on 82 on PC.
Is it another boring first-person shooter?
It's got some 9s, 8s, 7s. So I heard apparently what the reviews have kind of been saying is that it's a good shooter, but it focuses a lot on kind of scripted events. So it's kind of a AAA style shooter.
Oh god, so it's terrible in other words.
I was hoping that they'd kind of really go for the kind of stealth horror style of aspect, but I don't think they are. But I don't know, I'm quite tempted to get it. Maybe when it goes cheap, I'll pick it up.
Do you know what the last decent shooter I played was?
What was that? I'm waiting for you to have an answer. It sounded like you already had an answer, but maybe you didn't.
Crisis.
Yeah? That long ago?
Crisis 1.
Well, yeah, that's what I knew you'd say. I knew you wouldn't say more than Crisis 1.
2, I had the misfortune of playing the other day when I forgot I had it and found that I had a copy of it.
Oh, yeah, I came up and you were playing it, weren't you?
Boy, was it bad.
You start off in that kind of...
I'm just like... room. Hey, boy.
Building...
what have you done to all my abilities? Why is maximum strength now just me holding down the space bar? I want to select it on my funky wheel.
Oh, on your little wheel, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I have high hopes for Metro Last Light. I think it could be quite cool.
Prior to that, it would have been Doom Free.
Not, of course, the BFG edition, where they screwed it over.
Well, the trouble, the BFG edition, they dumbed it down for retards who play consoles. So yeah, they did that. Obviously, I've still got my PC version, which needs hacks to work in widescreen properly, but other than that, yeah, it's playable.
Which has an awesome title screen music.
Yeah, which totally doesn't match the rest of the game.
No, it doesn't, but it's good.
And Doom 3 would have been a lot better if Trent Reznor actually finished what he said he'd do, and finished the bloody sound effects. Instead of forcing me to download the weapon noises we had leaked and stuff like that and insert them into the final game. I remember you
showing me those videos. But yeah, the is it Tweaker theme was really cool.
Don't need it. It's just the menu but music.
It's nice music. It's just like how the Battlefield... is it 2?
The Battlefield 2 title music.
Or am I thinking of... the one that's kind of... it's got like... it's not... is it Russian singing in it as well?
Russian singing? There's none in Battlefield 2.
No, what am I thinking of?
Battlefield 2 is the People's Liberation Army. Some Middle East blokes who hobo together to buy a Jeep.
Well, there you go. Well, either way, it's got a cool menu scene, which I really like. That I had to... I think I...
didn't I cut...
recorded it from the game or something?
Didn't I cut all the... like my Battlefield 2 install, I deleted all the intro videos, I deleted the menu video, and I probably deleted the menu music as well, just to speed up load time, because those videos...
slowed it down.
You couldn't skip them, but if you deleted them from the directory, it just obviously fails. It was like,
can't find, good game.
That's what really bugs me about EA.
What, non-skippable thing?
Yeah. It's really bad in some cases, because... if you just alt-tab out in a game, just to quickly do something for 10 seconds, the game actually pauses. And in some of the games, the CPU actually gets pegged to 100%. So who knows what the hell they're doing to stop you from skipping that. But it's really... shite. Stop doing that. Canal. These people, man.
So
they're not even people, man. They're idiots.
As well as Metro, we've also got Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity coming out, which is the new Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game where you, of course, control the Pokemon, not a trainer, a Pokemon trainer. And this is coming out on the 3DS. That's what the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games are. You play as, like, a Charmander or a Pikachu or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what characters you do play in it or what Pokemon you play, but the Mystery Dungeon games aren't trainer centric. That's what the Pokemon games are for. So yeah, that's
it for the show.
That's all that's coming out this week.
So yeah, we'll catch everyone again next week,
where maybe there's more news.